Mysterious-ish.
Contains graphic and explicit content. Listener discretion is advised.
Guess who's back, back again.
Guess who's back?
We're back, bitches. Welcome to Mysterious-ish Season 6. We did it. We made it. It's Season 6. This is Episode 1. The wait is over. How are you, Erica?
Okay. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. The weather is very nice today. Tomorrow it probably won't be, but we shall see.
I saw that it was still going to be like in the 60s, but it's raining.
Wait, is it really?
Tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow. I thought you were saying it's raining now. And I was like, I was just outside.
Well, that's the Midwest for you, Caitlin.
Yeah, fucking fact. Anyways. Oh, Erica, I have a question for you.
I might have an answer.
Do you want to start a cult with me? I'm not vibrating like I ought to be. We're going to get copywritten. That's a Bring Me the Horizon song. There's probably going to be like a lot of Bring Me the Horizon quotes in this season. And I'm not going to fucking apologize for it. Just so you know.
It's fine.
There's at least one more stored in the vault, but you have to wait for that one.
Oh, okay.
My brain is not braining today.
Same. I feel the same way.
Mm-hmm. Shall we just jump into this case?
We shall.
So we are covering a heavy-hitting topic this season. So I figured I would start off with a bang. This is a well-known cult, but it's definitely not the well-known cult, which I will also cover. You know the one I'm talking about, Kool-Aid and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
You know that one. We'll talk about that one later in the season. But today, we're going to be discussing Nexium, which is all Roman numerals. So it is spelled N-X-I-V-M. But it is pronounced Nexium, because why the fuck not?
That's kind of cool.
Something.
Not the cult, just...
The Roman name. Yeah.
Name.
That.
Just that part.
I get it, because the cult's not cool. No. And this one's a heavy one, and I'm sorry. But shall we flash back to season 3, the true crime season, where I covered a heavy thing every fucking episode?
Yeah.
Cults are true crime adjacent. So we're probably in for it again this season, and I'm not sorry about it. this whole episode, this one gets a large trigger warning for sex crimes. I will do my best to warn you when it's going to get gnarly.
Okay.
That is the only time in the whole history of this entire fucking podcast that we will be saying things at the same exact time, perfectly, because every time we try to, it never happens.
That's true.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Mm. So, Nexium began in 1998, and, great vintage. That was best fucking year. Best year.
It's because you were born.
Mm-hmm. 1,000%. Mm-hmm. You got that right. So, but I want you to guess how recently this cult stopped functioning.
Oh, please don't tell me like it was like last year or like 2022 or something.
2021.
Oh my fucking God.
This cult was functional for 23 fucking years.
Oh my God.
But we'll get to that later. So let's start at the beginning. A very good place to start. Sorry. I've never even seen The Sound of Music. I don't know why I know that. It's fine. The founders of Nexium are Keith Rainier, fucking Keith.
Keith.
And Nancy Salzman. Keith and Nancy. I feel like you can't say those two names without a Southern accent. You know what I mean?
That's so true.
Keith and Nancy. Oh, anyways, Nancy. So this Nexium actually began as a personal development company.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I have no fucking idea. Like, not a clue. Less than a clue, honestly. It's fine. They offered a series of classes and courses, which they called executive success programs. I found something on the internet titled, quote, a critical analysis of the executive success programs, because I needed to know what kind of courses these were. So according to that article, a piece of promotional material, like a fucking pamphlet or brochure that was dated for January 30th, 2001, says, quote, our school is designed to change the way people think, make decisions, react, and perform in various something of life. I'm assuming it says areas, but the word areas is just not there. Who knows? They didn't have anybody proofread this.
It's fine.
Perform in various areas of life. All of ESP's programs, which I just want to say, ESP means executive success programs. So all of executive success programs, they really didn't get anyone to proofread this, are designed to help individuals develop the emotional and intellectual skills necessary to reach their maximum potential in all areas of life. Rational inquiry is a science based on the belief that the more consistent a person is in their thinking, the more successful the individual will be.
Hmm.
I don't know what any of that means.
Same.
It sounds like a bunch of gibberish. It's literally, I feel like that is something that cults do, is they put a bunch of like jargon and complicated words in a sentence and then make people think that they are intelligent. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree with you.
So Nexium offered multiple different lengths of, quote, intensives, which are just courses. They called their classes intensives. It's that I, whatever. You do you, boo, but none of your shit makes sense. So there was a 3-day, a 5-day, and a 16-day course. The 16-day course costed $7,500, or you got a discount if you paid 2 weeks in advance, and that made it $6,000.
Mm.
The hours for this course were 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. daily. That is 13 hours.
Jesus.
For 16 days. 13 hours a day for six. I cannot. They get lunch and dinner breaks, but like fucking still. Jesus Christ. The 5-day course had the same hours, but only cost $2,700 or $2,160 with the discount. The 3-day course had different hours. It was only Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So Friday, they did 4 p.m. to 10 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., and then Sunday, they did 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And the 3-day course only costed $1,200, and there's no discount for the 3-day course. Sorry. I share that with you so you can see just how much money Rainier and Salzman were raking in. And that's 1998. This is like late 90s, early 2000s money. Okay?
Right.
So like, that's a lot of fucking money back then. You're going to shit your pants when I tell you how many people have enrolled in these courses since the company's birth. 18,000 people.
Jesus.
Yeah. So I did some math, which you'll never fucking hear me say ever again. But so let's assume that all 18,000 people enrolled only in the 3-day course. So that is 18,000 times $1,200. That is $21.6 million.
Damn.
Now, let's say it was completely split and 6,000 people enrolled in each program. So, like, 6,000 people in the 16-day, 6,000 in the 5-day, and 6,000 people in the 3-day course. With the discounts of the upper two courses, so like if every single person that enrolled in the upper two courses paid 2 weeks in advance and got the discount, making the top 16-day course only $6,000, mm-hmm. all of that brings it to $56.16 million. And that's splitting it evenly. There could be, like, it could be weighted one way or the other, or it could be somewhere in the middle. But that is fucking unbelievable. Mm-hmm. That is so much goddamn money. Where is it all going? Into Keith and Nancy's pockets. Where the fuck else is it going to go?
What would you even do with all of that money?
I would pay my house off. I fuck, I'd buy another house.
I'd buy another one.
Oh, yeah. We haven't even really gotten to the fucked up stuff yet. Like, that's it. That's, like, it's – okay. Let's keep going. Mm-hmm. So, I forgot to mention that the students, quote unquote, were told that they had to call Keith Rainier Vanguard.
Vanguard?
Uh-huh. And Nancy Salzman was supposed to be called Prefect, not Perfect, P-R-E-F-E-C-T. Prefect. Typical cult move, changing names and shit, mm-hmm. refer to so-and-so as this and her as that. Like, we're not Keith and Nancy, we are Vanguard and Prefect. I think that came from either a video game or a movie, but I'm not sure. So then by around 2003, about 3,700 people had taken the ESP classes, and all of their students were forced to sign non-disclosure agreements. Because they claimed that their techniques were a trade secret. They were working on a patent for that shit. It is fucking trademarked. You can't go and say shit about anything. In October of the same year, so 2003, Forbes published a highly critical article on Nexium after Rainier spoke to them. And Edgar Bronfman, senior, who is the CEO of Seagram, the fucking alcohol company, like Seagram's. Mr. Bronfman said in the article that he believed Nexium was a cult, and he had concern for his two daughters, Claire and Sarah, who were members of Nexium.
Oop.
So to further justify Edgar's concern, Claire and Sarah took out a $2 million line of credit in 2006 to fund the quote-unquote company. The other side of their transaction was personal training sessions and phone consults with Nancy Salzman. So they paid $2 million for personal training sessions. Not even with Keith, with Nancy, who was like... I just cannot. So the Bronfman sisters, that is such a hard name to say. Bronfman? Okay, Bronfman. Whatever. The Bronfman sisters were deeply, it's okay, I can't say it either. This is the first time I'm saying it out loud, and I thought I would be okay, but it's like really fucking difficult. I don't like the N, F, and M right next to each other. It's really fucking weird. Not a fan. Change your name. Just kidding. I'm kidding. So the Bronfman sisters were deeply entrenched in this cult. In 2008, they requested a criminal investigation into Nexium's critics. They were like pushing police officers to investigate people who were criticizing the cult as if the critics were in the wrong. I can't. It's so fucking weird. Cults are so weird. Okay. Apparently, Nexium, quote, developed a reputation for aggressively pursuing critics and defectors who broke from its ranks, including using litigation to punish critics of Rainier, the organization, and its training methods. So they're basically, if you criticize Nexium or left the, quote, organization, as they call it, Rainier would find something to sue you about. And that's like typical cult shit. You leave and you're fucked. Like, someone's gonna get you.
Right.
Somehow. Legally, or you're gonna get dead, or I don't know, insert random punishment here. So this paragraph from Wikipedia summarizes Nexium so perfectly that I didn't want to paraphrase. So here it is. Quote, Nexium has been described as a pyramid scheme, a sex trafficking operation, a cult, and a sex cult. In a 2010 Times Union article, former Nexium coaches characterized students as prey for Rainier's sexual or gambling-related proclivities. Uh-huh. Here we go. Getting into the downfall of Nexium here. So this is where it gets yucky. So proceed with caution. This is your trigger warning. Okay? I will be getting very angry in approximately two sentences. Okay.
Okay.
Nexium created multiple branch organizations, including one called Dominus Obsequious Sororium, or DOS for short. This phrase is Latin for master over slave women.
What?
See? Angry. I'm pissed. But just fucking wait, because it gets worse. It gets worse. If that's humanly possible, it gets worse. These people who were, quote, slaves, I really fucking hate that word, but it is the word that they used, so I am going to use it. The people who were, quote, slaves were expected to recruit their own slaves to rise up the ranks to master. These slaves were expected to do whatever their master said, as well as other masters above them. So there was like this hierarchy where you are a recruited slave. That is the very, very bottom. As you recruit more slaves, you rise up the ranks and become master. And then, so there's like another line of masters who have just become masters. And then there's masters who have been masters for a while. And then there's like the people who have never fucking been slaves. Okay. Huh. It is estimated that 150 women were in this organization alone. 150 women. Now, good old Keith was the only fucking male in this branch. And he was called the... I'm so mad at this, Erica. I'm so fucking mad. Keith was called the, quote, Grand Master.
LOL.
Fucking wow. Ick. What? Ew. Gross. What the fuck? I cannot. There were 8 women that Keith recruited to specifically join DOS. Amongst these women were the actress from Smallville, Allison Mack. Mm-hmm. An actress from Battlestar Galactica named Nikki Klein. And Miss Nancy's own fucking daughter, Lauren Salzman.
Not Nancy's daughter.
Uh-huh. They brought the daughter into it. Fucking Nancy, mother of the goddamn year. Mother of the goddamn century, because this is happening, like, forever. So these 3 women and 5 others who I couldn't find the names of became, quote, first line masters. So those are the women who were never, quote, slaves at any point. They were recruited to be masters. So the women who were recruited into the DOS were expected to follow their master's instructions and also the instructions of Keith and the first line masters. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
It's so confusing. Women were recruited into the DOS through promises of an empowering women-only organization. Of course, none of them were told about Keith at the fucking helm of it all.
Of course.
They just said, like, hey, we've got this, like, fancy little women empowerment group. We meet on Thursdays. You should come. And then they fucking go. And then all this... I fucking can't. After they joined this little cohort, Rainier would do the typical cult leader thing that we discussed in our psychology episode. He would gather information about these women to use as blackmail.
Of course.
This means damaging personal information, sexually explicit photos or videos and rights to personal assets. So he would literally have them signing their shit over to him. The members of this branch, it's really fucking bad. And it gets worse. The members of this branch were expected to provide collateral for their entry into the group. The collateral is all of the blackmail information and assets. That's the collateral. They then had to continue providing collateral each month. And of course, they were threatened with having this collateral released for any slight infraction. If you didn't do what you were told by the, quote, masters, then they would threaten to release information, the sexually explicit images, the, like, they would sell your shit, like, what the fuck, whatever. It's insane.
Mm-hmm.
This next statement is so yucky that I literally felt nauseous reading it and then having to paraphrase it. So brace yourselves. Rainier, Keith, would have his first line masters do projects and assignments that included, quote, instructions for seduction assignments in which DOS masters implicitly or expressly directed their slaves to engage in sexual activity with Rainier.
No.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So Keith is telling the first line masters to instruct the lower, quote, slaves to have sex with him.
Where Keith at?
Oh, don't worry, honey. He's taken care of.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, he's okay. He's all right. Okay. He's where he fucking needs to be, that dumb bitch.
Okay.
So the so-called masters were instructed to use demeaning and derogatory language and even racial slurs to break down the slaves. This is another thing we discussed. They lure you in with the promise of greatness and empowerment, and then they blackmail you, and then they beat you down until you feel like you deserve it. It's fucking classic. It is classic cult behavior. I'm so mad. So these women were expected to provide free labor to their, quote, masters and were constantly sleep deprived. That is another fucking typical thing that they do. They sleep deprive you so that you don't have the ability to think. I can't. The women were forced to participate in something called, quote, readiness drills, where they would have to respond to their master regardless of the time of day or night. They were also subjected to corporal punishment, like being forced to hold painful poses, standing barefoot in the snow, taking cold showers, and fucking whipping each other with straps. Oh, and they were put on exceptionally strict diets so that they would be thin enough for Rainier's liking.
Oh my Jesus.
This caused them to stop menstruating because, hello, if you're not healthy, you can't have a period. What? And their hair began to fall out because they're not fucking eating and so they're not getting nutrients. They were also told not to have sex, except with Rainier, of course. Oh, and they weren't allowed to shave their vaginas. He liked a bush. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to let you sit in that for a sec. And, okay, are you ready for this one? Because I don't think you're ready for this one. They were fucking branded.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want to know where?
Don't tell me the vagina.
Their, quote, pelvic region. I'm not sure if that means on their hip or on, like, their little fupa or I don't fucking know. Maybe their butt. I have no fucking idea. I assume it's pretty close to the vagina because he's disgusting. Do you want to know what the brand was?
No.
A symbol that had all three of Keith's initials, K-A-R. It wasn't like written out K-A-R. It was all lumped into one symbol.
Okay.
There was a whole detailed paragraph on Wikipedia about the, quote, ritual that was used to brand these women, but it's fucking disgusting and I hate it, so I'm not going to tell you. Sorry, not sorry. If you want to read about the nasty shit that this motherfucker put these poor women through, you go ahead and go find it on Wikipedia, listeners, because I'm not reading it. I don't want to.
I want to.
All right, here we go. It's the end, y'all. It's the end. So in 2017, about 2 years after the formation of the DOS, reports began coming in about the secret society within Nexium. Everything came to fruition at this point. Everything, like, is coming to the forefront. It's visible. People are seeing it, hearing about it, getting it. Okay? Former members came forward stating that members of DOS were being branded and ordered to have sex with Radier. The New York Times published a story detailing all of the reports of abuse that had been made against the DOS. And following this, Radier, in all of his asshole glory, wrote to the first line masters of DOS and said that it was an autonomous organization, quote, separate and distinct from Nexium, and that he had, quote, little knowledge or authority in the issue. Okay, Grandmaster, I'm fucking sure you have nothing to do with it. I'm fucking sure. This man blatantly fucking lied and tried to gaslight the dozens of women who made reports and hundreds of women involved in the group. Fucking audacity of a mediocre white man.
Mm-hmm.
He also wrote to the members of Nexium, quote, I feel it is important to clarify the sorority is not part of Nexium and that I am not associated with the group. Lies! Lies. They're all lies, Erica. They're all lies.
Big fat lies.
All that to say, a search warrant was very quickly issued to search Rainier's emails in early 2018. In response to this, Rainier and his inner circle fucking fled to Mexico because, warrant.
Didn't think you did anything, buddy.
Yeah, thought you were innocent. Thought you had nothing to do with it. And then you weren't associated. You fucking lawyer. A warrant for his arrest was also issued in February of 2018. And he was found in late March in Puerto Vallarta. Vallarta, sorry, Mexico. Rainier and Salzman, his co-founder, attempted to hide. Erica, I need you to fucking guess. Guess where they tried to hide.
Please tell me. I'm ready.
It's like the second place that like a murderer looks, like in scary movies, you know. They're like hiding. It's like the second place they look.
In the closet.
In the fucking shower. Closet.
Shut the fuck up.
They're so stupid. Like, so stupid. I feel like the two places that police look when they enter a room to search for a person that they're trying to arrest is under the bed and then in the fucking closet. You didn't think they were going to find you?
They did.
You're stupid. What are you going to do? Turn yourself into a fucking jacket and hang yourself by the little hanger? What are you going to do? Where are you going to fucking hide? You're stupid. Okay. Despite their efforts, they were, of course, discovered and were extradited back to the United States for trial because fucking duh, idiots. Rainier's federal trial began in May of 2019, and here is the massive list of charges against him. Are you ready? Because it's a fucking lot.
Okay.
Here we go. Sexual exploitation of a minor and possession of child sexual abuse material. Sex trafficking and forced labor. Attempted sex trafficking. Identity theft. Subjecting someone to, quote, document servitude for labor and services. Conspiracy to alter records for use in an official proceeding. Sex trafficking conspiracy. Forced labor conspiracy. Racketeering conspiracy and wire fraud conspiracy.
God damn.
And for those who don't know what racketeering is, like I didn't, it's like some organized illegal way of making money repeatedly. So like money laundering or bribery or, you know, exploiting people's personal information for financial gain, you know, things like that. A lot of those charges had victims' names included, and I didn't include them because privacy, and I feel like it's none of our business. So there. During the trial, the prosecution said that Rainier was not a mentor, but a predator who targeted people looking to improve their lives. And the prosecution was 1,000% correct. He then took advantage of them once they trusted him. Classic cult leader. The defense, however, claimed that Rainier was similar to that of a strict sports coach. Are you fucking so for real right now? That's the defense you're going to go with? That's your fucking defense? That's how you think you're going to get this man out of prison? That's what you're going with. Okay. Okay. I just want to quote the prosecutor's closing statement because I thought it was pretty badass. And also, I love her name. Her name is Moira Penza. And I fucking love Schitt's Creek. So Moira is amazing. Fuck yeah, Moira. Okay. She said in her closing arguments, quote, "The defendant tapped into a never-ending flow of women and money, and that Rainier was, quote, a crime boss with no limits and no checks on his power." And girl, you nailed it. That's it. That's the one. So after 5 hours of deliberation, the jury found Keith Rainier guilty on all charges, as they fucking should. Fuck that guy. It's back. Fuck that guy is back.
What?
How long has it been since I've said fuck that guy?
I don't know.
Like a long time. Anyways, fuck that guy is back. And this guy earns the ultimate fuck that guy. So after numerous disciplinary actions at the end of 2019 and into 2020, all of which the prosecution used against Rainier to prove his lack of remorse, Rainier was sentenced to 120 years in federal prison. 120 years. Plus a mild $1.75 million fine. Bye-bye, Keith.
Bye-bye.
Bye, bitch. That is not, however, the end of our story. Of course, he wasn't the only one prosecuted for this cult.
Nancy.
Allison Mack, the Smallville actress, Nancy Salzman and her daughter Lauren Salzman, Claire Bronfman, and bookkeeper Kathy Russell were all also indicted. Mack, so Allison Mack and the Salzmans, all pled guilty to racketeering and racketeering conspiracy. Mack got 3 years in prison, Nancy got 42 months in prison, and Lauren got 5 years probation.
Ooh.
Bronfman pled guilty to conspiring to conceal and harbor an undocumented immigrant for financial gain and fraudulent use of identification. She received 81 months in prison, which is 6 years and 9 months. Kathy Russell, the bookkeeper, pled guilty to visa fraud and was given 2 years probation. Following Rainier's arrest and conviction, NXIVM split. Many former members began speaking out about Rainier and NXIVM. However, a small number of loyalists still remain. Rainier's attorneys sent in 56 letters from supporters requesting leniency for poor Keith.
No. Poor Keith, my ass. No.
Yeah. Fucking wah, bud. Wah. Anyways, Keith, his dumbass, is rotting in prison for the rest of his sad little fucking life. I am, like, a little pissed that Nancy only got 3.5 years in prison.
Yeah,
a little. She had a pretty big part in it. But whatever. Keith got what he deserved. So that's just, like, there's so much more to this cult. That's just the surface. Like, we just scratched the very tippy top of this cult, guys. If you want to learn more about it, there are documentaries about this. There's one on HBO Max called The Vow. There's another on Stars called Seduced: Inside the NXIVM Cult.
Ooh.
And there's also an A&E episode of, or an episode of A&E Investigates Cults and Extreme Belief. Oh, and there's a Dateline special about it.
Oh, wow.
That has an interview with Keith himself, if you're interested in hearing his stupid ass speak.
Mm.
But he can't receive any money from it because there's, like, laws behind that. Like, people who who are in prison cannot earn money from their crimes. Thank God. But I'm not particularly interested in hearing what his stupid ass has to say. So,
same. Yeah.
Anyways, that's all. That's the Nexium cult. Happy episode one. Sorry it was heavy. But also probably get used to it because I'm sure this whole season's going to be really heavy.
Heavy.
It's fine. Everything's great.
Everything's...
Yeah, it's fine. Hopefully the weather stays nice.
Knock on wood.
Yeah, knock on wood. Hopefully the weather stays nice and hopefully the sun stays out and everyone's seasonal affective disorder goes the fuck away.
Mm-hmm.
Because nothing is okay.
Serotonin.
Yeah. Fact. Go for a walk. Get some vitamin D. Put your bare feet in the grass.
Yes.
Just do all of the spring things.
Yes.
Okay. So that, with that. So sorry. I have to go and answer my husband's question. So I will talk to you later, listeners. Well, I will. We will. And we'll catch you next week. Bye.
Goodbye forever.
Not me forgetting how the fuck we end this podcast. It's fine. Okay, bye.
Thank you for listening to Mysterious-ish. All episodes are available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast directory. Follow us on social media at Mysterious-ish Pod. If you have topic suggestions, questions, or stories to share, you can email us at mysteriousishpod@gmail.com. Or visit our website at mysteriousishpod.com. Make sure to come back next week for another discussion about the mysteries of the universe.